Okay. Yes. So we're in the middle of discussing Sota Vadai, Sota Safek. We're in the middle of a couple of, I wouldn't say thorny issues, but a couple of interesting issues. So before we start with, getting back to where we were about Safek and Vadai, and, you know, whether the Vadai is more than Vadai and whether the Safek is more than Safek or less than Safek, both, which I think we all know what that means, but I'll explain again. Just a quick marimakom with regard to, I don't want to go into detail of this, but regarding the issue of the Baal and the Boel, so I had mentioned that, obviously, what Tosa says, and in general, how we look at the Yibum status of, the Boel in both Boel cases, of course, is connected to how we understand, the principle of Kishen, Sh'asur Baal, Kach Asur Boel. And of course, that phrase itself, opens up the question, whenever you have a Kishen and a Kach, how connected are they? We're talking, just like we're talking about, the relationship between Yibum and Chalitza, right? Or when we talk about, Tuma being, Ke'erva. In all these cases, the question is, how strong an identity, are we talking about? Are we talking about something broadly, that has, parallel dinim? Are we talking about, the same din that is manifest in two different ways, in which case there should be practically no, real nafkaminas? Or are we talking about, some other relationship? So when it comes to the Boel in particular, as we noted, and that's what, Tosis' idea that, even in something that seems more, let's say, arbitrary, the mitzius of having a tzaras tzara, even in that, you're not going to say, you're not going to apply to the Boel where it could apply because it doesn't apply to the Baal, almost like a gzeiros hakasu, if you can't implement this, equation perfectly, you're not going to implement it at all, irrespective or irregardless of the reason, for the discrepancy itself, which, again, is what the Achronim ask, but you don't need them to ask that. I mean, it's obvious. I mean, they're asking, a very basic question. And then we have this a little bit even in the Mishnah Melech, who basically was, assuming that Tosis's, application of this equation, being ma'akev, is more acceptable, than other examples of it. I mean, the initial melech says, "Oh, Tosis is fine." Not sure that others would agree. But you don't want to go too far with this, equation. So, all of that, of course, touches on, the language, and these examples of Tosis and the Mishnah Melech touch on this question, which also, again, is an objective question, because clearly, the poison or the toxicity, the kilkul, of the Issur Labaal, when we're talking about, a breakdown and also a victim, and a betrayal, as opposed to, the co-conspirator, or maybe the house, what do they call it? The home wrecker. Home wrecker? Yeah, it's a home wrecker, right? It's like a thing. It's like a phrase, literally. Home wrecker. So, what, something more?
Something
from the Gemara. And Sota. Yeah, 100%. So, as opposed to, you're not going to say, either you're not going to say Chote Niskar, and have this, relationship continue, or... as we said before, is it, it's toxic in a different way. The beginning of their relationship, caused, irreparable harm to a marriage. And not just, the effect of that, but the act itself is a kilkul in their own relationship. How can there be, kedusha, which starts off, with savaging, the institution of marriage. So, objectively, obviously, the difference between the relationship to the Baal, the relationship to the Boel is clear, and yet there is some common, you know, denominator, you know, in the sense that, you know, in both cases, there is, you know, an egregious absence of Kedusha, you know, that can't be, you know, compensated for, and, you know, that can't be, you know, reversed. So, like, which of these factors, you know, comes into play? Or is the Knas Doraisa, the causal fact as a shear in the toxicity, or the Kilkul, you know, the common Kilkul, you know, separate from that, you know, more, let's say, analytically, let's say, objective way, like, you know, if you're just, like, you know, analyzing the nature of the relationship. So, obviously, that affects the question of Yibum in both cases as well. So I did mention that the Rambam has an interesting formulation, as do other Rishonim. Oh, okay. I have my Rambam here the whole time. That the Mishul Melech was hugely active, you know, in as you can see in Hilchos Sota. I mean, if you just open it up, you know, you'll just see pages and pages and pages and pages of Mishul Melech. You know, I guess, you know, it, you know, what the Griz was to Nazir, I guess the Mishul Melech was to Sota. Anyways, but in Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, the Mishnah Melech has this safek that I mentioned, but I just wanted to document. Before I do that, though, I just wanted to mention the triple formulation of the Rambam that I think also feeds, you know, our speculation, you know, that this isn't just a, you know, kind of technical halacha. So the Rambam in Hilchos Sota, Perek Beis, Halacha Yud Beis, has like a triple formulation of this relationship. Kol isha sheyesh la kinu yustira velo shasas me hamarim, and then he says bein shalaratza bala la hashkosa bein shalaratza hilishtos bein shabala eituma o hodis o shahaisa me ilo anashim sheinan ruyas lishtos o shakino la bezden, right? Hoil Venasra albaila mikol makom harehi asura alzesh in isyachta imo leolam kederech shehi asura albala diim bavar venaso motzino so mitaktav beget afilo hoyla barmi menu, because there is tvisas kedushin. And then he had mipia shmuelamdu kashem shasura lebal kach asura leboel. So in a way, there's like a triple formulation in this Rambam. One is hoil v'nesra, you know, al ba'ala. I mean, the Rambam goes out of his way to tell you that it doesn't matter why, you know, she is, you know, asura lo, and this isn't being resolved with, you know, hashka'a. There can be a range of reasons why that's true. It could be technical reasons, or just, you know, for whatever xeris hakasav reason, she's not, you know, able, you know, to undergo this process. There can be reasons which, you know, are, you know, connected to the stubbornness, you know, of the Baal, you know, where the Baal refuses, even though, like, she's screaming and yelling, and the Boel, oh no, he's not the Boel, and the Safek Boel is screaming and yelling, like, we're innocent, we welcome, you know, Hashka Sota, right? In all these cases, says the Rambam, just the way that it's interesting the way he formulates, I'll get to that in just a second, but he says, Hoil v'nesra al-baila mikol makom, in the end of the day, we don't care about the implications of why it is that there's no resolution, you know, bevadai, of Hashka Sota, which may have, you know, established the innocence of the Isha, you know, and the, you know, person who is, you know, Misyachet Ima, right? The accused Boel, we'll call it. Mikol makom harei yasura alzesh in Misyachta Ima liolam, and then, you know, that's already clear, but then kederek shehi asura al bala, you know, as long as the effect hove nesra al bala, it's kederek shehi asura al bala, and then once again he finds it necessary the third time. So anytime somebody like the Rambam, who's careful about language, you know, who's I wouldn't say stingy with language, but who's, you know, who is very precise, you know, formulates something in a, you know, multiple way, and here it's almost like a triple formulation, you know, it's clear that he is, you know, dealing with, you know, something very delicate, meaning that is, you know, part of the awareness that while there is a lot of overlap and a lot of logic, there's a lot of overlap between the, you know, the problems of a relationship to with Baal and with Boel, and there's also a lot of logic, you know, that excludes the Boel, but there's also a lot of subtlety, and there are differences, you know, as well, and therefore the Rambam had to, you know, formulate this in a triple way. The initial Melech's contribution is he begins discussing a discussion of the Chelkas Mechokek and the Beis Shmuel, who wonder, the Chelkas Mechokek wonders, you know, whether it's so obvious, I mean, how does the Rambam know, and is it so obvious, and does everybody necessarily agree that in the case where the Baal refuses, you know, to activate the process of Hashgah Sota, that there would be an Isser LeBoel just because there's an Isser LeBaal. After all, in that case, for example, there would be a Ksuva. So if there's a Ksuva, you know, how do we know that there should be an Isser LeBoel? And the Beis Shmuel disagrees. Beis Shmuel argues that, you know, it doesn't make a difference in the end because there's this connection between the Baal and the Boel. So again, to the extent that the Yichud was Goreim, you know, this result, you know, even if there is some, you know, guilt or some, you know, question, you know, the Boel and the Isha are, you know, are clamoring, you know, for, you know, a method of resolution, you know, and the Baal refuses to give it to them, you know, in the end of the day, you know, again, even on the Boel side, is it the Yichud or is it the, you know, the Maisa Znus? Or is it, you know, the way that this is perceived, you know, and the effect that it happens? So again, without going into too much detail, that whole discussion in the Mishnah Melech, you know, is very interesting, very important. Here, I'll just read you a line. Hinei Rabbeinu hiskir kol achilukim kulam she'efsha shetimana hashtia lo nishar bahem echad. You know, v'chein kasav v'perikid ches, yisurebiya, and also nechus trumos. He wants to know why, you know, in Uchus Trumas, he doesn't have exactly that. Okay, but then he discusses that in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches Kabi Sur Debal Kasav Kol She Asur Lebal Mishum Kinui Asur Leboel Veraisi Lechacham Bal Chelkas Mechoke that Reish Simen Yud Aleph She Tomal Diver Abenu B'Meshik Kasav Da'afim Lo Ratzah Bal La Hashkosa She Asur Leboel the Dover Zat Zorich Raya. Im hi omedes v'tzavachas tahorani v'rotza lishtos v'hu eina rotze lahashkosa after rishus biyado right laosra al atzmo mikol makom kasha machar shetzorich litan laksuva eni achal laosra al anechshad machar shem ton im bari shalozinu v'hi rotza lishtos minolei larambam shiasur lanechshad adkan. The aim of kol mashakasav lo tam v'lo reyach, that's the Mishnah Melech. The mashakasav shi omedes v'tzavachas, you know, that's no big deal. V'aklal d'mishah shenistera achar kinu yastira l'baal v'leboel l'truma. You know, and so on. V'ani tami alav, right, how did he not realize this? And then he mentions it to Beis Shmuel. Okay, anyway, the details are not important for the moment. But again, depending on how you understand, you know, what the problem is with the Boel, you know, and whether the suffix itself is already something we'll get back to, toxic, you know, creating a suffix, you know, by being Messiah Kedima, even if they're innocent. You know, although the Hashgah Sota will, you know, redeem them if it comes out you know, the right way, as we discussed, or the process of kinyan stira, the begida, and so on and so forth, that has a lot to do with this question. But even more so is the continuation of the Mishnah Melech, that's what I was referring to. Da de Eishes Yisrael shezin sebera ones or bishkaga muteris labala. If we're not talking about Eishes Kohen, right? So then, if it's be ones, you know, o bishogeg, so she's muteris labala. Dechsevi he lo nitfasa hanitfasa muteris, right? Ach ani mistapek hechadaya haboel mezid imasura lo. Right, mi amrina and shadin zed asur labal and mishum da asra labal. The mechayev is the fact that she is asura labal, right? And therefore, in a case where she's not asura labal, even though the boel was every, in some respect, he was more despicable, you know, if he's mezid anyway, or if he was, you know, ma'anes her, you know, so on the despicability quotient, I guess, you know, he would be higher. But Lemaisa, he wasn't, you know, Oser her al-Bala because she was Shogeges or Anusa. Avakoshala Oser Labal, Shori Laboel, Odilma, Koshu Mezid, Oserba. And then he goes on and discusses, you know, the different evidence, ultimately thinks it might be Machokas in the Babylon, Yerushalmi, etc. But of course, you can have also the opposite case. Let's say he was a Shogeg. Or, you know, he didn't know that she was married. Let's say she, you know, tricked him. She was, you know, Beratzon, and he was Ba'ones. That's also part of the discussion, right? So then he didn't do anything wrong. But in the reality still is that this relationship already happened to have destroyed, you know, a marriage, you know, due to the fact that she was, you know, Beratzon. Or... does it make a difference? Let's say we're talking about Eishes Kohen, right? So, you know, even, you know, Ba'ones, there's Isur Labal. You know, what would that make a difference, you know, according to the Tzad Safek of the Mishnah Melech? Or let's say, you know, they were both, you know, Shogigim, you know, but she was an Eishes Kohen. So, again, we don't need to go into all the details, but... depending on how you understand, you know this din, to what extent, you know, it's a causal, and is it a factual causal, or is it a causal, you know that reflects, you know, kilkul, or avera, you know, or rishus hagavra, you know, there's a lot to say about these cases, and that you know whole discussion is very relevant to, you know, applying this, you know, in some way to, you know, to Yibum, just assuming that both, you know, the application of it, the assumption that it's the same thing in terms of the Tzad Ha'iser, as well as, again, the Tosis and the Mishnah Melech discussion, yeah, but we just still gauge it, you know, factually, you know, by the parallel, you know, in her. And again, gauging the parallel is different than, you know, what the Mishnah Melech is talking about, you know, where we're trying to, you know, factor in, you know, whether or not, you know, the actual effect of Isur Labal, you know, Lekula Lechumra, you know, is going to be a factor. So it's a complicated question. It's a question that, you know, we can all identify with logically in terms of there being, like, you know, overlaps and severe problems, independent problems, and at the same time, differences. And, you know, there's a whole literature on that that should be, that we should be aware of. Okay. I think that we were talking about Tosos. So I want to get back to that. I want to talk about Tosos and the Rush, you know, for a couple more minutes. And as part of our discussion of Safek and Vadai Sota. Good. So, Ruben, you have, just read the Tosos for us again just for a minute. On Yud Aleph. And then we'll talk about the Rush. So this, as I said the other day, the thrust of Tosis is that, you know, Safek Sota is Safek Kivadai. You know, we know this already. you know, but lechumra, you know, and not lekula, right? Just if you could read that, just very get that in, you know, quickly. And then Tosis leaves Betzarachion, though, you know, how it was that the Gemara could have even considered the possibility of Yibum, you know, in the case of Safek Sota in the Sugya there on Hamad Beis. You know, and that's something that Tosis doesn't answer. The Rush answers it. Based on his answer, you know, he provides a further, I guess, clarification of the Ravid. And, you know, in light of all that, you wonder, like, well, you know, kind of left Tosis behind. So what is that argument really all about? That's what I want to discuss in the next few minutes. Okay? Ruben? You have it?
I'm
sorry. So Tosis here, Dibramaskel Tsaras, right? That's, of course, this is Saras Sota, this is Vadai, correct? So Vadai is Ptura Min HaChalitza. Go ahead. Okay, so this is again the issue that we talked about. Well, we still have to look at some of Tosa and Sota, but that is this question whether the term Tuma applies to Safek Sota or only to Vadai Sota. And Tosa's here mostly is staking out the position that it applies only to Vadai, not to Safek. Correct? Ay, Bim Tomar. That's the Mishnah and the discussion of the Gemara in the beginning of Sota, right? Ruben? Yeah. And the Gemara there darshans later on. And Echad the Baal, the Echad the Truma is applied also to Safek Sota. Correct? So what does it mean to say that Safek Sota doesn't have v'nitma'a, you know, i.e. tuma ke'erba, right? That's the problem. Okay, v'yishlomar.
Yishlomar, the lo asra ha'kadu ela mishum safek shema nivala v'nitma'a.
The lo asra kasu ela mishum safek, right? Shema nivala v'nitma'a. Meaning that the Torah's the Gemara's the Halakha's applying the consequences of Tumah to Safek Sota, right? Because Safek Sota is a Safek Vadai Sota. Correct? Not the Torah Safek as Safek, but the Torah Safek as a Safek Vadai. Okay, so that's important. Vim Tomar. Shame Tuma.
Tuma El Halakadai. Amai Asura Levetal Tuma.
Yeah.
Yeshomar Asas Safek Vadai to the Amar Perik.
Kashem, in that Perik, in on Chavches, we say about Sota Aso Safek Kivadai. So the reason that you're getting these Tuma expressions is not because of Safek Sota in its own right, but because Safek Sota is treated in a very extreme way, Lechumra, and the Lechumra is that it's Safek Vadai. Okay. I'll explain why I keep emphasizing that in a minute, although I think we already know. Go ahead. And that's what the Gemara, you know, seems to say in Anchav Chasamad Aleph in Sota as well. Right. Go ahead. Asura Kivada. Yeah. So this is very crucial. The Lahachi Safek Sota Boy Chalitza. Okay. So that, I wanted to contrast, and we'll get that in for quickly right now, with the Rajba that we mentioned. right? Anybody have that open? Jacob, you have it open? And Avchav Amud Beis. I mean, Tosis here says that the chalitza of the beginning of Sota, meaning the chalitza of Safek Sota, is a problem for Tosis, right? Why is there Vadai, you know, why would there be Vadai chalitza if it's Safek Sota, right? The answer is because it's Safek Vadai Nivala. And if it was Vadai Nivala, right, so then, you know, there's no Yibam, but it's also Safek, you know, Shema Lo Nivala. We said that we treat the Safek Kevadai. This would seem to be a breach of that. The answer is that's Tosis's Ha'ara, that Safek Kevadai is a din L'chumra, not a din L'kula. And since dismissing the Zika would be a Kula, right, therefore you're choletzes misafek shemalo zinsa. Okay, so that is to be contrasted with the Rajba. Go ahead, and yeah. Just read it slowly. On daf chaf from base, you have it?
Yeah, so he says, misafek sota shecholetzes mumisav emes, nisano perakam, the misafek sota, ephesimo zinsa, or the kurva, mis choletzes mumisav emes, kaharish of Yosef hasam, inamisav emes minatora.
So the Rajba there disagrees with this Tosis, right? And ago he says Shema, right? So what he says is that the Chalitza of Safek Yibum is not midin safek, you know, shema lo zinsa, but it's midin vadai, right? I mean, there's zika. So what does that mean, as opposed to Tosis?
According to the Rashba, there's the reason you don't do yibam for safek sota is because safek sota is vadai, a problem.
It's vadai a problem for Yibum.
But she still has Zika, so she's over.
And therefore, meaning, and that's why he emphasizes that what? What? The other explanations of the Gemara in Sota about Yibum's right exclusion. So we'll see that the Rush also has this, you know, this idea. So what emerges from the Rajba, though, is that the reason for the chalitza is not shema lo zinsa, it's that there is a legal category called safek sota, which is, you know, which is a birya bifnei atzmo, which has its own status. Until you're mevarer bevadai one way or another what the status of sota is, right? So it isn't safek vadai, right? But it's also not safek, you know, lo nivala either. So the exclusion of yibum is betoras, you know, the vadai part, not just because we're machmir, right? And connected to that is, but of course it's going to be a zika because it isn't sota vadai, correct? So this is a very important, and in addition to which, the Rajba, you know, is interested in it. This, of course, connects to, you know, the Rajba that we, you know, encountered on Beis Amud Aleph in the Sugya of Eishes Ish, right, where the question is how many exceptions, how expansive is the rule or the exceptions of Kol Ola Yibum, Ola Chalitza, Kol Shein Ola Yibum, Ina Ola Chalitza. Right, so what we encountered there was that the Ramban, you know, was already bestopping about Eishes Ish, right? But more inclined to think that the rule, you know, is pretty strong and the exceptions are very minor, right? Whereas the Rajba had came up with this principle of what? Of Mishum Davar Acher, everything that's Usser only Mishum Davar Acher, in Yibum, right, is going to be subject to chalitza, meaning there'll be a kind of a zika, right? And that was, you know, even applied to noderes, as we discussed. And then in the tshuva of chafalef, as we saw, and we discussed, you know, the how to read it, you know, there's some question whether or not even almana, right, nesua, the kohen gadol, which the Gemara seems to have as an exception, is that an exception to Rabbanan or Doraisa? And either way, could you be mechalek, you know, in terms of, you know, Isra Mishum Davar Acher between Noderes and you know, Ase Bala, correct? But the upshot is that the Rajba was inclined, much more than the Ramban, to expand Chalitza to cases where there's no Yibum. So this fits in with that idea, because if it was only Safek, the idea that we have Chalitza B'li Yibum, you know, is not, you know, surprising, and it's not unknown to us. And Rashi already, you know, in the beginning of Yavamos and throughout, mentions numerous times, you know, that where you have a real Safek, you know, then you're going to have Chalitza B'li Yibum, just as a function of the Safek. The bigger Chiddush is when you don't have a Safek, you know, but you have a certain category, you know, which excludes Yibum, you know, but doesn't necessarily exclude, you know, Chalitza. Can you have that? And if so, like, what defines that? Like, what would you... And again, if according to the Rajba, it's Mishum Davar Acher, like, what it, you know, what is that, what crosses that line, what achieves that criterion or standard, you know, as opposed to other things. That's, we'll get back to this in a second, but what about Asei V'Lav? Doesn't matter what kind of Asei V'Lav, you know, both in terms of, you know, the issuous quality of it or the integrated quality of it, like all these questions, you know, come into play. So the Rajba's perspective that Safek, he compares it to Masu Grishasa also, right? Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah, so Maksu Grushaso, because he holds, like, that group of Rishonim, that Maksu Grushaso, even if Sota Vada is not an example, you know, of Chalitza, you know, B'li Yibum in Atara, he thinks, like the Ramban, that Maksu Grushaso is, unlike the Balei Tosas, right? So this is, you know, another example of that. But of course, the fact that it's Safek Sota and that the Safek Sota, you know, is Vadai, you know, Choletzes, is also a Chiddush. It's a double Chiddush, right? It's a Chiddush in, you know, this relationship of Yibum and Chalitza. But it's also a Chiddush in Safek Sota, meaning what Tosa says here is very reasonable. But at the end of the day, we don't know what happened and whether she was Mizana, you know, or not. So the idea that, you know, Midrabanan or, you know, Al-Tzad HaSafek, you know, we should be Machmir and demand Chalitza Misafek. But obviously the Rajba think that that is not correct. For the Rajba, this is a Din Vadai, Betoras Safek Sota, which seems to establish, as we'll see in a moment, that Safek Sota is a kind of a chalos. And this, you know, chalos is something, you know, that has, you know, echoes in both directions. On the one hand, there's a vadai exclusion of Yibum, right? Or Safek, you know, lahachmir, you know, vadai din exclusion of Yibum. But at the same time, there's a vadai Zika with regard to Chalitza. Tosus disagrees. Okay, let's continue. Oh. Keep going. That distinction, that argument between the Rajba, go back to Reuben now, to that argument between the Rajba and Tosus may highlight that Tosus is taking a different perspective, as does the initial presentation, on what Suffolk Sota really means. Right? And that's where the Rajba is looking at Suffolk Sota as a kind of a chalos, you know, vadai, you know, I mean, it's a din of Suffolk Sota, right? Which even, you know, le kula, you know, isn't treated as a Suffolk, but has a din of chalitza. It sounds like that's exactly what Tosis is avoiding. And in this respect, you know, it makes a lot of sense, frankly. Okay, let's continue. Reuben, go ahead. Well, am I defricious la'el? Oh, so this is where Tosis is referring to Tosis to what they wrote on Gimel Amud Beis, and the difference between, you know, the, you know, Tuma Ke'erva, which is connected to a lav. So what emerges from this line in Tosis, based on previous, and then we saw an expansion of what we'll see in a minute in the Rush, and we saw in the Mishnah Melech, right, is the idea that there are two dinim of Tosis, a din Tuma of Safek, and there's a din Tuma of Vadai Sota. Correct? And what Tosis is saying is, this, you know, perspective, that there's not a Suffolk Vadai, Erva, well, at least mostly, right? That's based on the Psukim. Okay, good. Meaning, there's no Hafkas, Chalitza, and so on because of that. Aval, so this is where Tosis leaves it in Tzarachiyun, and this is what I wanted to contrast with the Rosh. So what is Tosis actually saying? So the question is, how can the Gemara think that there was a possibility of Yibum and Safek Sota? After all, you know, she might have been, you know, Misyav Emes. And if she was, I'm sorry, she might have been, you know, Zinsa. And if she was Zinsa, then what? Then there would be, it would be Safek Sota Vadai, which means Safek Erva. And that Tosis leaves, you know, Bitzarchi. So, and if you look at the Gemara, of course, just to make it clear, the Gemara does end up resolving, you know, why there is no Yibum, you know, in the case of Suffolk Sota. But in order to do that, this becomes important, right? The Gemara needs to resort to all sorts of other, chishuvim, all sorts of other calculations. Right, whether it's the Kal V'Chomer or the Rav Yosef or Bar Korcha, like all of these different things, why not just say straight out, you know, that of course there can't be, you know, there can't be Gibum because it's Suffolk L'Chomra of Sota, or even if it was Suffolk Ashokol, you know, of Sota. Oh. So what's important about all this is the answer that the Rush gives. You have that, Reuben? The Rush asks or addresses the same thing. We don't need to read the first part, which we did the other day, but that's basically Tosis. Right, Simon Dali? Just to make this clear, because this is a really important issue on Suffolk Sota. Yeah, go ahead. The Eshlomar, the Hadam Rina, and this is like, you know, it starts with Tosis. And then, Umiyu Kasha, Had Parachala, since Yavim Yivume, Benditcha Kasha, Slim Tam, the Rosh is more expansive. Lama Eina Misyavemes, Vamai, Hamrina Mahachmir, of Dinam Lo Kevadai. So if Lahachim of Dinam Lo Kevadai, there can't be any Yibum. Correct? That's what Tosus left with Tzarechi. Yeah. So that is the key line. Lo chashiv tuma dida afilu kisafek erva. Right? Hilkach parik shapir v'tisyavim yivumei. So that is strange, because that comes from, that chiluk that the Rush makes comes from Tosos. Right? Tosos themselves made the chiluk between, you know, tuma, just one second, you know, the tuma which is erva, which is connected to the lav, and the tuma which is not erva, which is connected to the asay. How come for Tosvos that wasn't enough to solve the problem of yibum yivume, right? Whereas for the Rush, it is enough to solve that problem. Okay. Let's just continue with the Rush for one more second. That's the point I want to make, just to bring out. But the answer is in the words that he uses, which is afagavda srina mishum safek tuma lo chashuv tuma dida afilu kesafek erva. Okay, that is, you know, the yesod hadamar. Okay, what does that mean? So kind of what it means, this goes back to the discussion also in the Rambam, right? Although the Rambam discussion revolves around, you know, yibum for the tzara. I mean, what Tosus and the Rush are discussing in terms of the havamina of yibum for safek sota, right, the Rambam, you know, is addressing, and we'll see in a moment what the Rush thinks about the Ravid, with regard to tzara of safek sota. Can a tzara of safek sota be misyavemes or not? That is like a rehabilitation on some level, except that you also might be mechalek, of the question of Tosis. Like, if we are taking seriously that safek sota, right, is a safek, shema zinsa, and more so because we're even treating it safek gevadai, you know, all things being equal, just not lekula, right, then why, you know, in addition to the question about the havamina of the Gemara in sota, there should also be a nafkamina in the maskana, right, namely the missing case, or what seems to be the missing case. Namely, our Gemara revolves around the Mishnah, and therefore revolves around Tsaras, Sotas, Sota Vadai. What would you say about Tsaras, Sota Safek, namely the case of the beginning of Sota, Legabe the Tsara? We don't have any information in the Gemara directly about that question. But if you think that Sota Safek is a real Safek, and more, you know, Lechomra, Shema Zinsa, right? So why isn't Saras Safek Sota also excluded from Yibum? Well, maybe it is excluded from Yibum. We don't know that it's not, right? Ah, we'll get that in a second. But the Rambam says explicitly, you have the language, Reuben? In Perek Vav, Halacha Yates, that's the point that the Rambam makes. Right? In Perek Vav, Halacha Yates. Perek Vav, Halacha Yates, just loud and clear. That's a, which is very consistent with the language of the Gemara. So far, so good. No Chiddush except that he holds like, you know, like Rashi and Tosfos and the Ramban and most Rishonim and the Pashtus of our reading of Rav in our sugya. Correct, Ruben? Yeah, keep going. Aval. Me'amarim Oshena Bashtia, meaning again, you can't resolve this, you know, according to the Din Torah, you know, the supernatural resolution is not available, right? Elabas Gerushin. Oh, so the Rambam, there's no Gemara that says that explicitly, right? The Gemara doesn't say what the Din of Tzara Safek Sota is. But the Rambam says that Tzara Safek Sota is also Misya Bemes. And this is where some of the Mefarshim like asked the same question that, you know, Tosas asked in the Havamin of the Gemara. And that is, let it not be worse than a Safek, and it should be even worse because it's Safek Lechumra Kevadai. So why not say Safek Sota is at minimum a Safek, right, Tuma, which should be Oser, be Safek, if not Mitoriz Vadai, the Tzara. Correct? So it's an echo of the same question. You might be Mechalek in the end, as we'll see in a moment, but it's an echo of the same question. So the real question is, you know, why, whether it's, you know, I put it this way. For the moment, let's treat both questions, you know, on the same plane. Yeah. No. What do you want to ask?
Can we just focus on the Rashba, just going back to the Rashba for a second?
Yeah.
The Rashba and Daf Yud Aleph sound a lot like Tosfos, so how do we deal with that discrepancy?
You mean about Safek, about Chalitza?
Yeah.
I mean, there are other discrepancies in the Rashba, too, about Chalitza. I'm not sure. Let me think about that. But there are other, also we talked about Muberes, other things. There are a few other cases in the Rashba. I'll try to round them up, but that's a good question.
We've just seen that it's not so clear that the Rashba's primary shita is that he views Sota as the special chalos more so.
Well, I think if you don't think of it as a chalos, you know, then, you know, why would the chalitza be a dinvada? Why wouldn't it be just
a...
You know, no, I understand. But I'm saying, you're right, I'm isolating what he says on Davcha. But I think you have to say on Davcha that it's more than a Safek. It's not the first discrepancy we found in the Rashba, in a few issues, frankly. Maybe he thinks like there's certain, you know, machloksim in among the Amoraim or Tanaim on some of these matters, too. I think that's also possible. But I hear the question. But I don't see, if you think that Safek Sota is just Safek Zinsa, you know, again, and here we're talking about, you know, the more you say Safek Kevadai, you know, then you should be, you know, Potter v'na Chalitza. Right, so we're trying to figure out, you know, not, so okay, you're not Potter v'na Chalitza, so Tosa says it's perfectly acceptable because it's still a Safek. And you know, you're machmir on the Safek Lechumra, but not the Kula. But the idea that, you know, on the opposite, that it's a Chiyuv, I mean, you're saying, oh, there's a Vada, there's a in Safek Sota, there's a Vadai Zika. You know, and therefore there's a Vadai Chalitza. Until you know Vadai, you know, that it's Zinsa. You know, so that's very striking. That's all I'm saying.
But and in terms of
Malchus?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Malchus is okay, and we could talk about Malchus if you want. So Tosis on that's a Machlokus or Rishonim. You know, but let's talk about Malchus because it definitely highlights the problem. I was gonna save it for later, but let's talk about it now.
I did not mean to subvert our discussion.
No, Khalila. We like to think of ourselves as flexible. But what do you want to say about?
Just because of Machlokes in the Rambam and the Rashba, you would think that if they held the same way, then Ramah maybe.
Well, I don't think the Rashba holds exactly like the Rambam at all. I just think, like the Rambam, that Shita and Dabchav thinks it's a chalos. But I don't think he thinks it's a chalos in the same way. if you know what I'm saying. So I'll get to that in a minute. Or at least not fully in the same way. But before we get... Since you did bring up, just one more second, Malchus. So let's talk about Malchus for just a minute. So the question of Malchus and Suffolk Sota, of course, is a great... just give me a minute, Levy. Is a great nafkamina, right? On the surface... you know, if you're going to say Safek Sota is Loke, you know, so it sounds like you are, you know, projecting, you know, as a Vadai that she was Mizana, because the Malkus, presumably, you know, it's not sufficient to say there's a Din Safek Sota and the Din Safek Sota triggers Malkus. Presumably, the Malkus is a function of the Maisa Veira, you know, of being Mizana, you know, Tachas Bala. So, well, first let's establish. So, Tosis on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, right, does seem to say that there is Malkus. Right, that's Dibramaskol. What is it? My Nister on Nibala. Here Tosa says, "In Tomar Kivin Deloksiv La Besota." This is in context of, you know, Blazer Ben Keeper and so on, or Biosi Ben Keeper. Sorry. So Safek Amai. I'm sorry. To Kivin Deloksiv La Besafek Besota Safek Amai Omar Besota. Right, dimba aleha baila dera b'derech loke. Right, Tosas here is assuming that there is Malkus for Safek Sota. Tosas answers, Roshomar du lechumra asa kasuv Safek kivadai kidefrishis la'el. Well, if you look at Rabbi Kiveger on the spot, he says to look at Tosos, doesn't he? On Samach Tesom and Aleph? Ayin Samach Tes Amud Aleph, Tosis Divir Masel Kitiya. It's always good to look, always good to listen to Rabbi Kiveger. We'll talk about Rabbi Kiveger another in a minute further. So Kitiya Bo, Kitiya Kitival, Vim Tomar Ledidei Nami, Ika Leukme, Be'almana Lekoin Gadol, Rab Simai, Babula Lekoin Gadol, Afil Rabbi Yesheva, Rabbi Kiva, Yeshomer Dekol Psulei Kuhuna, Nafko Demisli Betruma, Vim Tomar Lukma Besota Shabal El Bala Baderech, the Leika Ella Asay Divinitma. So if again, Rugab Kiveger, he says, oops, look back at Yud Aleph on the base. Right? Okay, he's got it going, you know, backwards and forwards here. And then, of course, you have the Tosvos on Chav Ches Amud Aleph in Sota, right, where Tosa says, One second. Tosa says, Ma Talmud Lomar Hidin Behinitma, Kigirsas Rashi, Kachsiyoma, Lamedchas Shaliolam, Ein Mashkin Al Safek. Vim Tomar Bhitzer Kra, the Mesar Sveka. Ishlomar, Kasuv Osra, Kodem Shtia, Kiiluhi Vadai. Yafagav the Lake of Malkus, Kidabuchak Parakamadi Vamos, right? And then on the side it says, Ayin Heitev Tosas Sham, right? Miu Lava Bamaklalase, Ika, Vafilum Hi Tahora, by the way, this is an interesting Tosas. Afilum Hi Tahora, Nenash Bebezdin Shelmala, Imbaaleha, Kamo Achai Vyase. Velokashar Sfekos, Kigon Safek Chelet, Safek Shuman, Vaachlo, Venoda Shu Shuman, Avagav the Tzor Kaparos, Licha, Mielo Chomer, Kachai Veyase. Ah. So there are two things here. One is Tosa says that there's no Malkus, like the one in Samach Tesam and Aleph, against the one on Yud Aleph Omud Beis. The explanation, you know, of Yud Aleph Omud Beis, you know, which is Ki'iluhi Vadai, is not enough for this Tosos. But Tosa also has a very fascinating ha'ara, and that is that even if there's only a mitzvah saseh that you violate, you violate that even if you're innocent, right? Because you didn't follow proper protocol, you know, for refraining from a relationship, you know, in the context of the suffix. Even though for you, I mean, for the two of you, it was kameshmaya, you know, you knew, and also kameshmaya galya, that you're innocent. And that's not always true. Well, the example of like Asham Talui, you know, when you find out, is an interesting example, because in some respect, Asham Talui is like the, you know, it's like the, you know, the classical case when you want to kind of highlight, you know, that the what I call a hard suffix as opposed to a soft suffix, and a suffix which has, you know, aspects of being a status or a din, because it's, you know, ikva yisura. Like even the Rambam would normally thinks that like suffix, you know, l'chumra is a din d'rabbanan, but Hashem Talui is a din d'araisa. So ikva yisura, it's like, you know, and again, the way some farshim explained it, you know, you shouldn't have been in a matzav suffix. But in a way that what Tosas is saying here is that, you know, the sota suffix is worse than that. So there's no lab and no malchus, right? But, you know, even when he's innocent, right, it was, you know, in its own right, what, that's just purely a protocol idea? So Reb Chaim in the stencils, I mean, in the, you know, Chidush Agra Chal HaShas, they don't look like stencils anymore, like, you know, they have very nice fonts, I guess, these days. But it was, you know, more charming back in the days when, you know, they looked like stencils. Yeah. Anyway, so if you ever come across, you'll see, like, you know, this Hebrew word, Samach Tes, Yud, Nud, you'll know that that's what they're saying. That's what they used to call them back in the day. So Reb Chaim in the Chidush HaGrach, quoted in the Chidush HaGrach Al HaShas, in the Sugyan Sota Chav Ches, discusses this question. And, you know, he has this, I made reference to this already, both with regard to Safek Tumah Bereshis HaYachid generally, and specifically with regard to Sota. And that's not so simple either, although one is maybe the makor of the other, but as we noted, there are elements in Sota which don't so easily translate. I'll tell you what I think that mavar, that transition is also, if I get a chance in a minute. But Reb Chaim was choker, like, you know, oh, what do we mean in Sota when we say Safek Kevadai? Right? Do we mean, you know, that we're tole, you know, that, you know, until we know otherwise, we're tole that she was Mizana? In which case, the din of Safek Kevadai, you know, would basically be, on the one hand, like a single psak, meaning, once you decide that, you know, then you just throw the book at her, you know, as if she was Mizana, Misafek. L'chumra, at least, if not L'kula. So that's number one, as opposed to what? Reb Chaim says, it's curious that we need, like, separate limudim to teach you Lebesa, Leboel, Letruma. You know, why not just, you know, if what we mean is that we're Tola, L'chumra, you know, so then, of course, you know, whatever Sota Vadai would be, you just plug it in. You know, it sounds like the need for, unless you want to say that that's what, you know, the Gzeres HaKasuv teaches you, that, you know, you might have thought this and that, and they're giving you several reasons to understand that, you know, that we're being told on the Chumrah. But where Reb Chaim presents it is, if we're, you know, focusing on different limudim to teach you different aspects of Safek L'Chumrah, then apparently it's not that we're tola l'chumra, it's a din, that whenever you have a suffix sota, right, there's a din daraisa, din vadai, what I've been calling a chalos, that you treat suffix sota beyond, it's a status, it's not just a suffix. And therefore, you might have thought, or you know, maybe it only applies, you know, it doesn't necessarily equal, you know, vadai zinsa, because basically, we don't know whether Vadai Zinsa. In a way, and this is like the point I've been trying to make both about Sota Vadai and Sota Safek, and it's very relevant to what exactly we're in the middle of, the Tosis and the Rosh and the Raivan and the Rambam, you know, is that, you know, there's a certain kind of interesting irony here. Like, on the one hand, saying you know, that the Safek Kevadai is Zinsa, you know, is very chamor, because then you're throwing the book at her as a, you know, Zinsa. And, you know, at the same time, saying that there's a chalos din Safek Erva, you know, is more complicated, but it's also in a way more impressive. Because even without being tola, you know, that she actually was mezana, you know, what you're saying is that the suffix alone, you know, creates a certain legal status. So it's not quite as expansive as suffix vadai, you know, he vadai zinsa, you know, but in some respects it's more ambitious, you know, spiritually more ambitious. Like, we're really penalizing her for being in this kind of situation, and we're saying that there's a status of suffix sota. Right. So what Reb Chaim is saying is, you know, if you need, like, you know, if you need to apply this, even when you do apply it, you know, based on multiple xeris akasuvs, you know, so then it's not as simple as saying suffix is kevada. That's number one. Number two, if I remember correctly, is this issue of Malkus. You know, Reb Chaim says, oh, well, you know, there is Machlokas or Rishonim, you know, regarding Malkus, Tosas in Yevamos, Tosas in Sota. The Rambam says clearly, if you look at Hilchos, what is it, Perakid Aleph? Hilchos Gerushin? The Rambam says there's no Malkus. Right? Is it Yudalit? Bechlal lav zeh shekol isha shizin satachas bala. We have to discuss this. It's a Matzah Grushaso discussion still. Nesra Baila, right? Velo Kaleha. Shenemar Achrea Sherhu Tamav Ari Nitma. Elim Kane Hoysa Eshes Yisrael Shenansa. Lefika Kol Isha Shenasra Baila. De Kinu Stira. Very similar to the language he uses here. In Boalo So Makino So Makas Mardus. Im Ovar Bechzira Hashagir Shayotzi Beget. So the Rambam here in Yud Aleph says that Safek Sota, right, is not Lokeh. And frankly, you would expect that it wouldn't, because, you know, the Malkus, you know, is a function of really believing that you did the Maisa Avera. You know, the Iser Labala, you know, may be something, you know, less than that. Maybe just being in a Matzav of suffix sota, shame suffix sota. And of course, you know, maybe based on, you know, either the extra raglayim ledavar that implies, the begida that implies, or the chayiv of kinu yustira that implies, right? So again, this is Reb Chaim's, you know, discussion also. He points out that the Rambam is lishitaso. The Rambam really thinks that a safek sota remains a safek. You know, it's not a badai. But that's certainly, he doesn't mention it there, but of course his long piece, you know, Hilchos Yibum, you know, certainly, you know, that is consistent, you know, with his presentation. What bothered him is the question of the Lachem Mishnah and the, you know, Rabbi Kadeger and so on, and that is, like, why don't you say that Safek Sota Tsarasa Asura Biibum Mi Safek? Right, we still have to, we're not going to finish this today, I see, but Thursday. What time is Thursday? Thursday is fasting. Right? So when is that? When do they have Minchan fasting? 1:30? 1:30? So should we start, like, 12? What?
I didn't say anything.
I didn't hear it.
No.
What? You want to start earlier? Later?
Yeah. You usually start 12, right?
What did I say?
You usually start 12.
12 to 1:30. On a fast day. Yeah. What did I say? I did say 12. I know. What did Levi say?
Levi said, was just suggesting if Rebbe wanted to do it afterwards, we could also.
Oh, after the time. No, I think we have a kolo.
No, after. After
Minhag.
Yeah, we have a kolo.
Unless we want to.
After Minhag. No, I think we have a kolo.
Unless we want to do earlier for Purim.
Well, I'll be here for Shabbos. So. the Purim for. Okay, so So this is Rav Chaim also points out that this isn't just a question of Safek Sota. Well, it's okay. One second. So the point is that what Rav Chaim points out in Hilchos Yibum is that the Rambam is not treating Safek Sota like Safek Erva Betuma or Safek Tuma Keerva, because otherwise he would have to say that the missing case, namely Tzara of Safek Sota, right, should be excluded Misafek from Yibum. But he doesn't hold that way. Right? So why not? So that's Reb Chaim's, you know, whole, you know, mahalach, and that is, Kini Yustira isn't a real Safek. It's both less than a Safek, you know, and more than a Safek. It's less than a Safek because, you know, Yichud, the Arayos, is not Oser. Now, why is that? Is that because there's a Chazaka? Could be, you know, it's also a way of protecting, like, the standards of savaging a marriage. Yeah, there could be various explanations, but either way, he's trying to prove that per se, Yichud, again, you could say, fine, because Kinyastira, you know, in addition to that, has Raglai Lodavar, which is the way some of the Bali tells us to understand it. But Reb Chaim's not taking that tack. So he's saying, from a pure Safek perspective, you know, Safek Sota is actually, you know, Lekula. Wow. And if that's the case, it's not really a Safek Vadai Sota at all. Like, how do you, you know, how does that work in with saying that Safek is Kevadai? Everybody knows that we're actually Machmir in Safek Sota, not Mekel. So he's saying, it doesn't have the means in its own right as a Safek to be Machmir. And therefore, the din of it being Machmir is a din. It's a din of Kinu Yastira. So now you have to figure out, this chalos of Safek Sota being a chalos, you know, the mechayev of which is Kinu Yustira, like, to what dinim does that apply? That's all very consistent. And that is his explanation, basically, you know, that Tuma Ke'erva, in addition to saying it's a din mesuyam in Yibum, where we were in this topic about, you know, whether he'd agree with the Minchas Nina, right? It's a din mesuyam in Yibum, and it's certainly a din mesuyam in Tumas Vada. It doesn't apply to Kinu, unlike Yavam below the Acher below the Yavam, says Reb Chaim, which applies, you know, also to Safek Sota, right? But the din of Tumah Ke'erva is a din mesuyam in Hilchos Yibum. I think you could argue about that, or you could explain it at least a little bit more, as I already discussed. And B, it is a din in Tumas Vadai, not in Tumas Safek. How can anything be a din in Tumas Vadai, not Tumas Safek? Every Tumas Safek is Safek Vadai, no? No. No. Okay. Now, when you say no, by the way, I'll say what I said the other day, which I'll repeat it, which is I still think there are two ways to explain the no, and they might both be true. One is no, because it isn't a real Safek. That's what Reb Chaim is working with. And therefore, it's not really a Safek Sota Vadai, you know. And therefore, you don't have to be Machmir. You could say Mukmina Nachas Kaso or whatever. That's one way to say it. Another way to say it is to say that, you know, the din of Tuma Ke'erva is only in a Vadai Safek Vadai. Okay. But by saying that, I don't mean to repeat the same things with a different emphasis. I mean it as on the din side of it, meaning, and that's what I was saying the other day, just like sometimes, and this is what's so ironic about Sota, because both of these things are true, but they're still different, meaning, just like sometimes a Safek is more damaging than a Safek, and sometimes a Safek is less damaging, you know, than a Safek. So too, meaning sometimes a Safek is more damaging than a Safek, like Asham Talui, Ikva Yisura, it's still the same percentages. That's a hard Safek, not just a soft Safek. Sometimes, maybe the idea is even, oh, that you betrayed the shmira, that you put yourself in this situation, you know, and in a particular sensitive area of halacha. Maybe that's the pshat in Tosas in Sota about the asay. Like, even if it's kamishmaya galya, it's worse than Hashem Talui in some respect. Like, they know they're innocent. Turns out they're innocent. I mean, they're right. Doesn't matter. What, this a low plug or whatever? Or against protocol? Or no. He shouldn't have been misyached after Kinu Yastira. Right? You can understand it very well for the Beis Halevi, and very well for Obkayim. And very well in general, even if it's more aglaim ladavar, you can understand. You can understand it on all levels. You didn't have to say it. Sometimes a safek is much more than a safek. That's what I mean by that. However, sometimes a safek is less than a safek, or you need vadai. I'm not sure whether those aren't two. Meaning, saying sometimes a safek is less than a safek, and saying sometimes vadai is more than a vadai, those might be two sides of the same coin. I'm not sure. But what I mean by it is, you know, there are certain things that, you know, I always like to give the example of Bechor, right? So the Gemara says in Bava Basra, and Kuf Chav Zayin, you know, there's a din of Yakir in Bechor. So the Gemara says that, you know, that even excludes a case where you can be manafshach out the dinei mamras, meaning, let's say had you know, two children, and they were born, you know, let's say twins or whatever, and they, you know, get mixed up in the hospital or whatever happens, and one is a bechor and the other is not. So the Gemara says, even if they're kosvin harsha zeh lazeh, like it's one of my favorite examples, which means they you know, they agree among themselves. There's no motz mechver al avaraya. Between the two of them, one of them is a bechor on this Yerusha. Right? Nonetheless, not going to help you. Because it's still not yakir. Sometimes a vadai is more than just the resolution of a safek. And sometimes a safek is less than a safek. Or safek mamzer, according to the view. They have mamzer vadai. Whenever you need a status, often you need a vadai. And a bechor is a status. That's what yakir means. That's what a mamzer is, a status. So mamzer safek isn't a safek. We talked about avelus, right? We had a bunch of cases. We've talked about this over the years. The Ramban has such a line in Torah Adam to explain halacha k'divrei avel, you know, k'divrei meko ba'avel, that it isn't just like sfeika drabban on likul. It's more than that. It's like, you know, there's a certain level of like feeling it, you know, like Rav used to say. There's a Kiyum shabalev in avelus, you know, it's implicit in Rishonim. And besafek, you don't have that. Like, sometimes the safek is less. So, is Reb Chaim's, is the pshat in the Rambam, you know, that the safek is less than, is not a real safek here, because it's chazaka, and therefore it's not really safek, because in safadai. Is that the pshat? For sure, that's part of it. Or is the pshat that the din of Tumah Ke'erva is this massive chiddush? I'm saying something a little different now. And it's, you know, it defies the reality. It's not in Parshas Arayos. There's Tfisas Kiddushin. There might even be no Mamzerus according to Rabbi Akiva. You know, and so on and so on. All the things that we've said. And add to that, if you hold like Reb Chaim, that it's only a din Mesuyam in Yibum, this isn't even the Avarya. He's not the one who did the tumah, right? It's this din of, you know, of toxicity, and, you know, and the you know, complete antithesis of kedushas ishus, you know, and that's what it is. Or maybe it has a wider ambit, like the Michas Chinuch and others. I think that makes more sense. But whatever. But at the end of the day, it's a very mechudash thing. So maybe the din is tumah ke'erva. You know, is only bavadai. You can't have a suffix to a makarba. The second it's suffix to a makarba, like when you know for sure, you know, the scarlet, you know for sure that she is a mezana, you know, so that's more than, oh, there was a suffix and it resolved it. So it ends up, In certain halakhas, you have that, like Lamzeris, or like Bechor, or like, you know, whatever. So, in a way, like I said, there's a certain, like, interesting irony, but I think it's a very sensible irony, but still it's curiosity, and that is, like, if you take the view of Safek Sota being a chalos, that doesn't mean that there isn't still a din of Vadai Sota being a chalos. In both cases, what we're saying is that they go beyond, you know, the facts or the resolution or the Kamei Shmaya Galya. The perception of people matters sometimes, especially when you talk about toxicity or the institution, you're protecting, you know, Yibum as Kedusha Sishas. So, and we don't care about gossips, you know, but, you know, the Issa Nikiyam, if something's like objectively out there, you know, and disturbing, you know, that matters. But, you know, sometimes, you know, the Vadai is just so much, you can't be Don Lekavzchus anymore. You know for sure, you just can't relate to the person or to the institute in exactly the same way. So is the Pshat and the Rambam, you know, that Tuma, you know, Ke'erva requires Vadai, or that Tuma Ke'erva isn't applicable B'Safek, because ironically, while there's a Chalos Safek, you know, in Sota, it's not, you know, based on, you know, objectively, you know, it doesn't even achieve Safek Ashakol. That becomes an interesting question. So, for example, the Rambam also, just to add the point of the Gerach HaLashas, points out that in terms of, like, Tuma Shah Nazir, you know, Megalei HaChalav, again, back to Nazir, like, you know, that the Rambam is Lashita, the Rambam never thinks that Safek. In the piece on Gerach HaLashas, he doesn't mention the stuff about Kedushira, but I mean, the Rambam doesn't think that in the Chos Nazirus, you know, that when you say Safek Tuma Brishus Hayachid Tameh, you know, that gives it, you impute to this Safek the status, you know, of Chepsa Shalmeis, Atzmo Shalmeis, with regard to, you know, Tuma Shahanazir Megalea Chalav. You know, why? Says Reb Chaim, yeah, because the Rambam L'shita, so there's no Malkus. We don't really impute or be tola that it happened. What we're really saying is that it's a din. You know, we give it some of the dinim as if it happened, or we give it its own din, you know, but that isn't necessarily the kind of chefza shal, just like, again, some years ago, for some of you, you know, we talked about, you know, cherev kechalo. And other things where you have, like, you know, virtual tumas, but they aren't real chafzashot tumas mei. So a safek tuma brishus hayachid, if you hold that, like, oh, the it's based on the tliya that it happened, so then this person was no geya, you know, bitmei meis, and you should, you know, consistently apply that consequence. But if the idea is no, it's a chalos, then that's a different matter entirely. So getting back to it, the Rush, you know, what's the Rush saying when he says about the Yibum question of Tosfos, what Tosfos doesn't say? It's based on Tosfos, but it's a huge step beyond. Like Tosfos also said, there's a difference between Tuma Ke'erva, it only applies where there's a lav. But Tosfos was still bothered. How can the Gemara say, Yivume Yivma, it's Safek Erva? And the Rosh says, no, it's not Safek Erva, because Tuma Ke'erva is only Bavadai. There's no Safek Tuma Ke'erva. It's a Stira Mine Yubei. Right, what's that line again? Who's reading it? Ruben. And I know we have to stop in 1 minute. Yeah. What he said? Yeah, go ahead. It's not called Safek Erva. Why? Because it's again, either because the Safek Tuma Ke'erva requires a Vadai, and that's the Xeris HaKasuv, right? Or because this isn't a suffix that we really impute, you know, to be a Vadai, it's a din. And this din is even, you know, is not in conflict with it even being less than a safek. So it's fascinating, and the Rosh then goes on to say, he quotes the Ravid, right, Uriel? What did he say about the Ravid? But he says something about the Ravid. He says, oh, with this we can be miyashev the Ravid. But he has a take on the Ravid, which is not like the Ra'ah and the Meiri, which is why I made the fuss about it, very much like the Ramban, but also fleshes it out and takes one step further. Go ahead, Uriel. What does it say about the Ravid? He says, therefore, we can be miyashev the Ravid. But what, and he makes it a, what does he say? You have it? That's the Ravid and his sheet. Keep going. Now, what do the Ravid says the sugya tells us that chalitza is required in Tumah Ke'erva? That's not true. It sounds the opposite. So that's he's buying into the Ramban, which the Ravid never said, which is that there's a machlokas ha-sugyas, and that we paska like the sugya and sota. As we mentioned, you don't have to say that. If you hold like the Ra'ah, like the Meiri, there's a way to say that the Ravid is limited to our sugya, and the benefit is that then we don't know that what he's saying equalizes Safek Sota and Vadei Sota. But the way the Ramban and the Rosh understand the Ravid, right, there is an equality, there's an equation between Safek and Vadei Sota in both directions. But this is sensational, as we already noted, but we're just more appreciative of it now. Namely, the Vadei, if you hold like the Sugi and Yavamos, I'm just splashing it out, just keep your finger there for a moment, or your eye, whatever it is, your digital controller, whatever. If you hold like the sugi and yabamos, so you're holding that, and yet you don't think there's a difference between safek sota and vad. So you're saying safek sota is mufka from chalitza, not just from yibum. The tzara, right, is excluded, and from chalitza, safek sota. Wow. That's incredible. No chalitza? Wouldn't you want to at least, you know, you'd say suffix, you'd say suffix, you know, lakula? The answer is, what's the answer? I think that's what you have to say. Again, the Rabbi doesn't paskin like the Yavamah side of the sugya. But what is the Yavamah side of the sugya telling you? That even, according to the Rosh and Ramban's reading, that even Safek Sota is Vadai excluded from Yibum. Even for the Kulam, no Chalitza. Why? Because it's a Chalos. Okay, good, we don't go that far. Instead, what do? We dragged down the significance of Vadai Sota, and we say both Vadai and Safek Sota are Cholates, not Miyabing. But then the implication also is, right, again, that Vadai and Safek Sota are both the same. Unlike what I was saying in the Rambam and Reb Chaim, they're both Vadais and they're both Chaloses, but they're different, right? If they're the same and they're up, or they're the same and they're a little down. But then what is also the implication? That Tzara, what would be the din of Tzara Safek Sota for the Ravid? Pashtos. That there would be no Yibum. So that's what the Lecha Mishnah points out in the Rambam. And this, I guess, we'll stop. The Lecha Mishnah says, just one second. What is it? Yivav Yates. Lecha Mishnah says, Kosav Arosh, even though the Rosh doesn't say it explicitly, but it is implied. The Ravid Sfirulei Besota Bein Vadai Bein Safek Choletzes Filomis Yavemes Bein He Bein Sarasa. Does the Rosh say that actually? No. But it's implicit. I think it's fair. The Kasha Minayin Lolet Sarasa Shiheichein. That's so interesting because, again, everybody's bothered in the Rambam why it's not. Right? He's saying, like, why does the Raiva think that it is? But for the Raiva, it's not Midin Safek. It's Midin Vadai. Right? The Eshlomar, the Sfirle, Dahi Sugi, the Sota, Savra, the Tzora Sota, Asura, Mishum, the Tumak, Sibba, Karayos, Gedoma, Rav Hacha, El, the Sfirle, the Asura, Dafka, She'ena, Misyavemes, Avamikomokum, Chaletzes, Mishum, the Elohea, Bal Kayam, Vilay, Tzora, Chlasis, Laged, and so on. And Loma Falgina, Ben Safek, Levadai. So it emerges as three Shitos. Right? Now, this is something, Ahara, that. Ari made to me the other day. Tosis doesn't say explicitly, right, Ari? Tosis doesn't say explicitly that Saras Safek Sota is Asur Liyade. And there still might be room to be Mechalek between the din of Tsara and the din of Yibam and Chalitza. Especially in light of Rabelvel and the whole question of Erba. Also, I'll talk about that for a minute as well. Okay. However, you know, on the question of Tzara Sota Liibum, Bepashtus, but Arno Rishonim is saying, he says it. Those where the parrot says it. So you have basically three shitas. You have those who say Safek Sota Tsarasa Eina Misyavemes Misafek. Then you have the Ravid, according to the Rosh and Lecha Mishnah, who says Tzara Sota's Eina Misyavemes Midin Vadai. And then you have the Rambam and the Rosh, maybe for different reasons, but who both agree that Safek Sota Sarasa is Misyavemes, and we don't treat it like Safek Sota, either because of the limits of Safek Sota, ironically, or because of the fact that this is a special din in Vadai Sota. Okay, we're going to stop here. I want to talk about Rabbi Kinegar, that same Rabbi Kinegar that we already talked about, but now, in light of that, to read the language of Rabbi Kinegar, the one I've talked about, you know, Hilchos Mamrim, I want to get back to that just for a minute to talk about that. And then, you know, a few other of these issues, including a little more in Rabbi Chaim, and then Maksu Bushasa.